I've got a smile on my face because a friend of ours is joining us, blind journalist Paul Bryce. Hello.
Where else would you have a smile?
Good point.
You know.
That's a good point.
You wouldn't have anywhere else because it would make you look silly.
Thank you. How are you? Nicely derailed, thank you.
I'm very well. I'm very well indeed. Yes.
Good. Now, if you're not familiar with this feature, I mean, I've been doing it for years and I don't have a clue what's going on. But it's Paul gets his blind news stories from around the universe. And
well, they're not blind news stories, but they're very bizarre ones.
You see what you've done? So, you know, he gets his bizarre news. Carry on, go on.
Oh, I'm thinking where I'm at myself. And we should apologise again for the extemporaneous noise you might be able to hear. I am quite safe, but they are renovating the building. but yes, apologies for that. Now, in Saudi Arabia, the airport there have come up with an unusual service they're going to provide. The maid transport service. This is maid as in female. Saudi Arabia... Saudi Arabia imports a lot of its domestic workers. They come from Bangladesh and all sorts of places. And so the airport have decided that if you want to pay a certain fee, we'll have your new domestic worker dropped off for you. You don't have to come and try and find them. And this also stops them running away, which we talked about a couple of weeks ago about the numbers of migrant workers trying to get out of jobs and try not to be, you know, tied by contracts and visas and all sorts of stuff.
Because Saudi, if I'm right, there's quite a kind of caste system. I don't know if that's the right expression for it, but there are, you know, a hierarchy. And again, like a lot of countries, you know, certain people get the domestic jobs or the lower paid jobs, don't they?
Yes, yes. And I think you're right. I think it is a sort of a system whereby, you know, and it can take up to 6 months for people to get a visa just to change jobs, you know, let alone leave the country.
It sounds like they're spoken of like... they're not people.
Yeah, it's a cargo, and that is one comment that I've seen. That, you know, what are they? You know, these are people. They're not just goods that you transfer about. So, I mean, some people have said, you know, it's handy because very often they do turn up looking for people. They don't know who they're looking for, and it can take a while. So, if they can be taken to the right place and all that sort of thing, so there is some element of good in it, but it's just the way it's put across is not always great.
Because a lot of these people are working, they're from another country and they're sending just about all their money back home, aren't they?
Yeah, exactly. And they don't get a lot of that to start with, so...
Well, there you go. So yeah, it might have benefits.
Well, you never know. Now, talking about football.
Yeah,
which
you
weren't. Your favourite, which we weren't, but we're going to. A couple of football stories here. One is in North Korea, because... we've done stories from North Korea before and often talked about the things that they can and can't have due to the various sanctions that they're under. But it would appear they're being allowed to play computer games.
I'd be a bit wary of that, I think.
Well, you might well be a bit wary of it, wouldn't you?
Because I can see it.
Technically, they're not supposed to. And
What are you doing there? Bashing and crashing?
I'm lucky I'm still here. I don't know what's going on here.
That's right, of course you can't see what's happening. Can you? Who's there?
Nobody's there.
Anyway, sorry, the football.
Yes, yeah, yes. So they're allowed to import computer games, one of which is the Fierce Battle Soccer game, which makes use of real life players and scenarios that can be used from other tournaments.
Like real names?
Real names, real players, real caricatures, things like that. So it just shows that, you know, popular culture is getting its way into North Korea. Apparently they do have a state-run sports channel, so they're allowed to watch football. It might be days after the game's finished, but they are allowed to watch it on delay, at least.
I mean, I'd love to meet somebody who'd been to Korea, North Korea, and had a non-biased, you know, because we only get what we're given from the news media.
Yes, indeed.
You hear some horrendous stories about North Korea and some of the conditions that people are living in with lacking of food. But it would be good to get an actual, a proper, balanced feel of the country, wouldn't it?
Yes, I don't know how possible that would be, but, you know, if you're out there listening...
Yeah, I'd like to hear from you.
We would love to hear from you. I said there was two football stories. The second one is from Iran. And a couple of their players who play club football in Greece have got themselves in a little bit of hot water because they've broken a bit of a boycott that was going on. The Iranians won't play against Israeli teams or won't compete against Israeli athletes along all sorts of lines. And there were two players who play for the Panionios Athens team were in a recent European game against Maccabi Tel Aviv in Israel. And these two Iranians went and sort of took part. And they're now going to be banned from playing for the national team because they did that. So politics and sport, you know.
Yeah, no, I mean, I saw something recently, and it was, I think it was in Iraq, and it was locals really supporting Man United, I think it was.
Of course, who else would you support?
And they were right behind them, and they were saying, you know, in this place, there's no religion, there's nothing here, we're all here just to celebrate Manchester United.
Well, there you
go. To try and take all that out of it,
yeah,
you know.
Well, there it is.
So, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't.
You're absolutely right. And we'll no link to this story, but we'll do it anyway. Canada and science.
Yes, very. Oh, they go together like a horse and marriage.
There's not much rhyme in there, but yeah, I know what you mean. And there's a little bit of concern in Canada at the moment around the plight of the right whale. There's quite some concern on the numbers of deaths of this quite a rare species of whale. And this appears to be taking place on the edge of the Great Lakes, which you will have heard of is a great fishing area in Canada and a great area for the economy. And snow crabs particularly are quite a sizable chunk.
Snow crabs?
Snow crabs, yes. I don't know why they're called that, but that's what they are. And there's a lot of concern as to how you measure the numbers of whales out there, because not all of them are tagged or anything like that, as you often see with scientific experiments. So they're not quite sure how many of these whales are left.
I mean, obviously that's a particular phenomenon, but it's happening around the world, isn't it, with different types of whales, and there's this debate on what's causing them. Have they come up with any ideas in Canada?
No, they just don't know. They're all puzzled. They're baffled by the whole thing. So,
because some school of thought is that it's to do with sonar in the oceans, isn't it, and things like that.
Sonar, you've got ice caps melting, you've got all sorts of stuff in terms of.
But when they beach themselves, and you think, and they try and help them, and they still want to get beached, and it's like, what is the matter? You know, it's like they're getting confused with things, you know?
Yes, yeah. I have no idea.
Because they're incredible animals. I mean, they sing, some of the whales, don't they? They sing the same song right around the whole world, and yet they haven't communicated, or so we think, with each
other.
Well,
you don't know, do you? Mm. You don't know.
I like whales.
Yes, I've been there a few times.
Boom, boom.
I go to the Simon Pauly joke book.
If you would like to replace Paul Bryce as a bringer of bizarre news, do get in touch.
Yes, I'll leave the keys. Yes, we'd love to hear from you. Radio@rnib.org.uk. Nearly forgot it there, the new email address. You can also search for us on the web, RNIB Connect Radio, and you'll find us there somewhere.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.